Love Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Y'all saved me. tell you, man. Man, I'll tell you. I don't know how to get that off there, man.
Double click it and then flip it up and double click down to the bottom.
I gotta get that black mark off there, but that's fine.
Oh.
All right. Well, bro, saying we just hold on for a second. I gotta change my shirt for a second. Hold on, I gotta give y'all something. I had bro Patrick and him sent me this shirt for us. See it? Hold on. Put it on. That's a good shirt, man.
Good fabrics.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to sport this one tonight right here. Brother Patrick and Sister Nicole sent me this one right here. Tribal Mindset. Let me put this camera angle down a little bit more. Ah, there we go. See it? Tribal Mindset. Did a video on that earlier about how we are supposed to be thinking as a tribe. Greetings to each and every last one of you. In the sweet presence and strong and victorious name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, I welcome you all to this nice blog talk edition. Bro, saying we stand a little less than 2 weeks now.
Yes.
2 weeks now for our most glorious time of the year that the Most High has invited us to his Moedims. Coming up, saints. Coming soon. Hallelujah. Y'all's good. Looking forward to seeing each and every last one of you that are able to make it here and to travel to be here. We really truly are. We hope that y'all are encouraged. We got people out there making videos on us too, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
You seen that video? Did I show you that video about this morning when I showed the new moon phase?
Mm-hmm.
To the calendar?
Yes, sir.
And what's today, bro, saying? The 5th?
Yeah.
Getting ready to go on to the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as nightfall hit, right?
Yes, sir.
But that new moon started Thursday night.
Almost.
That nightfall, right? And the lunar Sabbath advocates say that the new moon starts the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Is what they say. And, let me go over here and read the book, because Exodus, Shemot chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it should bring some clarity, right? It says, "And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mizraim, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." What Passover were people celebrating since this month is the beginning of the month?
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then we got 14 days from that beginning of the month will bring us to the Roman calendar, the 18th. And nightfall is when we celebrate Yahweh's Passover. He invited us to his morning. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing, Bro Shane, because we got a lot of people, man, that's watching us and listening to us, man. And I tell people, you want to cut down on the confusion, don't listen to them.
Yes.
Is that simple enough?
Yes.
Just don't listen to them. All right. I got to find out what I did with the switchboard. Did you get a switchboard on another one?
It should be.
Right here. This one. This one.
No, torch.
Torch. Well, there is this one.
And try Chrome.
The Chrome over here. There it is.
Yeah.
And, man, I know. I don't know what to say, my brother. I really don't. Because if the new moon is the first day, is that right? That's what they say, right? Now, they're going to say that the new moon, the first day starts on the 1st, which is the 4th. Is that right? They will say number one will be 4th. But then that would tear up their doctrine that the new moon always starts on the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Do they just discard those days and call them transitional days, and them days don't count, so we have to wait till the next month till it gets back online? It's confusion. It don't make any sense, man. It's nonsensical.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? If you got the 4th up there on Thursday, and then, so that's got to be the first day, since that's the day of the start of the new moon. So on Thursday of April should be the 1st, where it says the 4th, the 8th, where it says the 11th, the 15th, where it says the 18th, and the 22nd, where it says the 25th. And then I guess in them days, the transitional days going into next month, because their days don't complete out at the end of this month. That's off the chain, man. I call that schizophrenic. That's exactly what I call it. It just don't make no sense at all. How you come up with that stuff? Anyway, we ain't going to spend too much time on that because it's confusion. And y'all's not the author of confusion. You know. And then here is the big thing, and Brother Rich brought this out so eloquently. He said, there is not one stitch of ecclesiastical history that the lunar Sabbath has ever even been brought up or debated. That means Moses didn't know it. None of the prophets didn't know it. Jesus didn't know it. None of the apostles knew it. And none of the church fathers knew it. I mean, you would have thought if it was Bible, wouldn't we hear from Marcion, Ignatius, Tertullian? I mean, think about it for real, man. Wouldn't we hear from these cats right here if it was something Bible in the early church?
Maybe.
We heard nothing, man. It ain't even in the writing of Josephus, Eusebius, Philo.
Yeah.
Man, we go on and on. It just ain't there. I tell you what. It's simple. Come out of her, my people. And a lot of times that coming out of her means coming out from the dumbasses that are among us that fancy themselves to be something when they ain't nothing. Let me tell you something. Everybody, listen. Those that are really, truly ordained of Yah, they have had men in front of them that have watched them. They had hands laid on them. And then they, when they recognize someone that has the gift of Yah in them, then we lay hands on them. Is that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
And we lay hands on quite a few people, right?
Yes.
I mean, and we've only had like maybe two, maybe three that actually fell out of the faith. I mean, it'll be different. Barnabas fell out of the faith, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he fell out of the faith, but Barnabas went somewhere. Him and Paul had a dissension. You know what I mean? But we got people today. It's off the chain. But for the majority part, for really, like 90-something% of our elders, teachers, are still intact. Everyone we've actually ordained. Now, Pena, he's gone off the deep end. His wife went back to being a whore and everything. And he done, who knows what he done did. Elder Frank, I hear from him every single week. Elder Frank is still holding the line, torn the line. And I love that brother. And he has kept his word from the first time I said him, that I met him. And who was the other one? Oh, Spenny. Mr. Pride himself. Thought he was all of that in a bag of chips, and he could make judgments on everybody else but couldn't take judgment for himself.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Community.
Yeah. And but other than that, we all still here in the South. But then we ain't going to go on with that. Let's go on and talk about, hey, we got the most glorious time of the year coming up here in a few weeks. And I don't mind telling you that everybody is straightway tired. We have, because we're preparing for the largest contingency of Israelites to step foot on this ground at one time. And we're making moves to expand the community, to do different things to make sure that we can accommodate, at least if the growth keeps going where it goes, we can only accommodate this for maybe 2-3 more years. Then we're going to have to find a bigger venue.
Yes.
We're going to have to. We're going to find something somewhere, which I believe we will. In this world, all you got to do is give them enough money. That'll accommodate, ain't that right?
Oh, yeah. Have to go guard our mail or something.
Oh, yeah. We can have a good old time. May have to be in another state, but we'll have anywhere to go and have a good old time. I mean, Kabir's house is pretty damn big, but he can't accommodate that many people now. I mean, it's pretty big, but he can't accommodate. That is just way too many. That is just way too many.
A lot of souls.
I want to personally say that I thank each and every last one of you who have been ordained to eternal life, who support me in the ministry by way of PayPal, Patreon. You watch the YouTube videos. You send in your offerings by letter, support, email, all the different avenues that you give. It does not go unnoticed. We're in the beginning of the month, and it's just been something else for us here. You know, I know that many of you, let me just put this in your mind. Let's say you had 50 acres, a couple of big buildings. Logistically, and you inviting your family to one of the little small sanctuaries that the Most High Yah has ordained. Because we know his name here because he's welcome here. He heals, delivers, sets free, gets people filled with the Holy Spirit. Think about that. What type of logistical stress would you have if you know that 670-something people of your family is coming from the four corners of the earth and all across the United States and Canada to be here at the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover with you? In other words, that's what we're trying to put in a defibrillator on the minds of the people, because we've had to revamp and redo our septic system. You can see we're building four more outhouses.
Yes.
Four more outhouses, which they work just fine. The shower house is really doing good. It's holding up well. You know, the five big showers on the mail, the five big showers, that thing works really well. It works really well. I think the only upgrade we need to do with that is hook up another tank.
True.
You know what I mean? Because that 2,000, what is that? Is that a 5,000-6,000 gallon tank? That man, he run through that like you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's all great water. We probably want to get another one of those big black tanks and run it in series.
Mm-hmm.
But we're making all the accommodations and everything, and I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. We are just as excited to see you all as you all are excited to see us, because for the most part, at least 46, 47 weeks out of the year, and you know there's only 52 weeks in a year, y'all mostly watching myself, Teacher Shane, Elder Rufus, you know, all the elders, Elder Mitch and all that. You're mostly watching us on the screen,
mm-hmm.
on the screen pretty much. And you get a chance to meet us, so, and we get a chance to meet you. And it's our honor. We welcome you. If you've been invited, you're welcome. If you have not been invited, and you, let's say you've been invited, but then you've done something we told you don't come, don't show up. Don't show up. But we welcome our brothers and sisters. Man, we love y'all. It's just a blessing to be able to see y'all, especially the new people. New people, brand new to the land, you in the preferred club. You get preferential treatment. Because the old hats, they already know what to expect. They've been here. We got something planned big time, at least Brother Gideon and Brother Brent. They have some professional training that they want to train those that we certify that is ready for it. Because we ain't going to have no more nightmares like Gideon had last time. That was a nightmare, brother.
Sure.
We're not having on that. As a matter of fact, many of you, you may come, but you may not be invited to the range because many of you just don't have the discipline. You don't listen well, you don't listen good, and so we can't have you at the range because you become a risk, not only to yourself but everybody else around. And we can't have people that can't follow instructions or that have a hard time following instructions. You can't have that, Roshane. Because you got to be sober when you're back there dealing with live fire.
Oh, definitely.
Very sober. What else we got going on?
That I don't know.
I know we got, well, all right. I'm scheduled, be the Father's will, to be in Canada the 1st of May through the 9th. You know, we make a yearly trip to visit the northern tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Brother Ugly has put out, every single week he puts out straightway news. Does a very good job at reporting it, too, and gets it very accurate. We got Elder Mitch and family here on the land visiting with us. Bro, saying, would you venture to say, man, the way that the community and the people that surround the community, they come each and every Shabbat and every other Shabbat, would you venture to say this is probably about the best that we've had it as the communities?
Yes, sir.
By a long shot, isn't it?
Yes. Considering what we've been through, yes.
Considering what we've been through, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. It is the best. And the Most High is doing, think about this for a second. I want y'all to listen to me real close. It was about 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago when I stood up in the pulpit during the feast. And I said, the Most High is getting ready to bring serious-minded people to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And he is instructing me we need to build a bigger tabernacle. Remember that?
Yes.
And then I asked,
$400,000.
Remember that? And Most High gave that.
Yes.
And you can see there's a bigger tabernacle.
Yes.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it. It puts the one we got in it twice. You and a half. You can't miss it. Jesus. That thing's massive. I look at that and go, we actually did this, man. It could. God of mercy. In the wintertime.
Most High good.
There he is. He's alive. Glory to the King. He said, I'm going to bless. I'm going to show y'all something. I would show you, bro. His hands look like bottom of mine, too, man. But I'm going to show you what he said. He said, he's going to bless the labor of your hands. When he blessed the labor of your hands, they're going to look like that. They're not going to look all manicured up, are they?
No.
You see them things right there? Most people don't know what that stuff is. Them are called cold, hard calluses. One on there, and then look at that. Some of them are just nothing but calluses. Just hard, hard working hands. Look like stilks. Where are your hands? Put them hands up here, bro. Saying, showing them battle hardened hands. Put them hands. Oh, some more like that. Them battle hardened hands. See them? See them? Show them the fingers right there. Show them the tip of heads and them fingers too. Look at them. Look like you've been playing good talk for Aerosmith for 50 years. I just don't get it, man. I mean, that's what the Father said he's going to do.
Yes.
And people are too busy trying to. There's people out there, men getting manicures in their hands. Did I tell you why I came back out of country, there was a guy that had manicured toes? A man. I think they call them French, something like that. A man had manicured toes like you would see on these women out there in the world. He Jezebel. I'm like,
that's wrong.
And then they got this drag queen out there called Antichrist that's reading to the children. And mothers and fathers are flocking their children to get the Antichrist to read to them children's stories. Yeah, man. For real. Let me read y'all scripture here real quick. I want to show y'all something. I'm going to go over to Ezekiel. That's Ezekiel. Y'all may have ain't heard this in a long time, but it just popped up in my head. See if I got it right. All right, y'all ready? Don't y'all listen. Ezekiel chapter 14, verses. I'm going to start verse 12 and read on down. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, meaning the word of Yahweh came to Ezekiel. Is that right? Son of man, when the land sinned against me by trespassing grievous. Stop. It said when the land sinned. That means when the people in the land sinners, and they trespass against them grievously. He says, then I will stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and what, Brother Shane? Beast from it. Now read that, Brother Shane, verse 14.
Though these three men,
stop. Though these three men, I want y'all, see, that's why you got to take it real slow right here and get what y'all was saying, because he's talking. He's doing the talking. He says, though these three men, read on, Brother Shane.
Noah,
number one.
Daniel. And Job.
That's three righteous men, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, them are icons in the book, is righteous.
Yes.
He said, though these three men were what?
Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they should deliver but their own souls.
By what?
By their righteousness, saith Yahweh Elohim.
You don't understand that? They said, Yahweh told the other guy, that if Noah, Daniel, and Job, they would but save them own selves. They would only deliver themselves by their own righteousness. That's it. Not caring nothing about. Look, verse 15 says, and if I cause northern beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. Verse 16, read verse 8.
Though these three men were in it.
And you know Yahweh has a habit of repeating stuff again in the same phrase, twice. He's reiterating. Though these three men was in it, Noah, Daniel, and Job, read.
As I live, said Yahweh Elohim.
All right.
They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters.
They wouldn't even think about even caring about delivering sons or daughters, read.
They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate.
In other words, if you want to be delivered, you better follow the example of what you hear right here. You better be delivered by righteousness, your own righteousness, and all of our righteousness is of him. You better get righteous because of Yahweh Elohim and keep his law, statutes, and commandments, his rules, and guidelines. That's right, and be obedient, because they ain't even going to try to deliver their sons. They're not even going to try to deliver their daughters, but they will but just save themselves. Period. Point blank. And then we go over here. Let's see if the sentiment has done changed some. We'll go over here to Acts chapter 2. Because, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, everything done changed since we're more modern nowadays. Huh? All right. Where we at right here? There he is. Okay. All right. Gladness, singleness of heart. All right. So I make the enemy enough. Let's do. Hold on 1 second. All right. Verse 40, Brother Shane, Acts chapter 2.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort.
That's Peter doing the exhortation. Read on.
Save.
What did he say?
Save yourself.
From what?
From this untoward generation.
That's New Testament. That's New Testament.
Yes.
So you got Noah, Daniel, and Job that won't even deliver their own sons
yes.
and daughters, but they want to deliver their own souls by their own righteousness. And then we get over here in the book of Messiah, Acts chapter 2, verse 40. And Peter is saying and testifying, exhorting, saying, save yourself from this what?
Untoward
generation. I'm telling y'all, y'all better get this. See, most of y'all, you're so focused on family and everything else. You better get focused on yourself and deliver yourself by your own righteousness. Stop being concerned. Look, most of you are so overly concerned with everybody else that you forget about saving yourself. Look, listen. Myself and teach. We're old hats in this, man. Not for real. We're just literally old hats in this walk. You folks ain't even been saved 5 years, and you think you know what it means to be saved. I'm not discrediting the walk, because there was a time we was at the five-year mark.
Yes.
But, man, I'm telling you, you don't know what you think you know. Huh?
So true.
You don't know. This walk ain't easy. You will suffer loss.
Yes.
You will suffer loss. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yes.
Boy, we have read that one before. Huh? Y'all better hear me. And why I'm here, let me go ahead and hit one more and deal with these ignorant folks out there who claim to be something. Somewhat makes no difference. You know, how do you say it? No matter who they are, y'all's no respect of person. You know what I mean? And, in fact, I thought I had it. I got second. I'm going to 1 Peter. Chapter 3. Verse 15. But sanctify Yahweh your Elohim in your hearts. That means set them apart in your what? Hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. When it says be ready always to give an answer, that means the translation is to be ready to give a defense. That's what it means. That's called apologetics. That's what they call it today. Because they come from the Greek word apologies, something like that.
Yeah.
Apologetics. But these people that call themselves apologetics today, they're missing a character trait. They're missing an attribute. They're missing the gentleness and the respect that's supposed to come when you are dealing with people like this. You see, it's off the chain. I think that the benefit that we've experienced here straightway is because we have literally been living set apart all these years.
Yes.
And it's been a benefit to us. But I'm telling you, there's some dogs, some sorcerers, and some whoremongers. And whosoever loveth and liveth a lie among us, you better watch them. There are people out there that's designed to make shipwreck of your faith.
Yes.
You better know. Because the reason why you better know, and the only way you can know, is through the lenses of the word. Because by their fruits, you shall know them. That's it. It's the only way you're going to do. You got to know about fruit. And most of you don't know how to inspect fruit. Some of you ain't never been into a produce section or where fruit is. And that's the easy part. We talking about fruit. When the Bible's talking about fruit, it's talking about being able to discern fruit on a tree. If it's corrupt, if it's heading into the right stage, if it's fully ripe, if it's ready to be harvested. And most of you don't know that. You're having a hard time checking out fruit that's sitting in the produce section. Huh?
Yes.
And the book says, when you see the skies red and it is lorn, if you can't even discern the signs of the times, how are you going to know what the hell is going on today?
True.
How are you going to do that? If you cannot discern the signs of the time, you can't even discern what's going on in the skies. So how are you going to be able to discern what's going on right now in the time that we're living in? Because Yahshua said this is an evil and this is an adulterous generation. And this generation seeketh after a sign. And there ain't going to be no sign given to it except the sign of Jonas, the prophet. That's it. And you know what Jonas, his sign was? Huh? He warned Nineveh.
Yes.
But Jonas, he had gasoline draws on. He made a 3-day journey in one damn day. That's it. 3-day journey in one day. That's how serious he was. But Yah had to put his stubborn rear end in the belly of a fish.
Yes.
Huh? He had to take Jeremiah's wife from him before he got his attention. What does he got to do to you? What does he have to do with you in order to get your attention? We preaching. We're going to take a break here for a second. We're going to be back. Take your phone calls. The guest calling number is 310-982-4226. You want to press number 1 when you get into the call queue. If you may or may not hear an automated voice, you can go ahead and hit that. And we'll put you in the queue right there. And there'll be a little shield with a question mark that's short. Let us know if you want to talk to Pastor Dow. Sister Zaza, I appreciate that, though. I had to look again. Carol said, is that you? Because, you know, you forget you was young at one time. You know what I mean? And no doubt it was me because look up there and see that plaque up there. It said 82nd plaque up there. It should be up there. on top of the thing, leaning up there. See it? Right here, Brother Shane.
No, I'm going to thing up there.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let me show you something. I'm going to show you, Brother Shane, all right? Because look. You see that? See the crest right there? Look. Ain't that the same one?
Yes, sir.
Same one. All right. Here we are. Here we go again. All right, Brother Gideon, you know what I'm getting ready to say. And I'm going to leave it at that. See y'all back here in just a second. We got here our very eloquent speaking sister, Sister Wenda. Give us a melon break. Love y'all, Israel. Be back in a moment.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Second, we got Elder Mitch in the house right here. We're going to let him say a few words to all y'all out there for a second, especially on, you've been on community a year now, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
About a year now.
Yep, 1 year.
Hey, check this out. He'll give you, I told him, you left work to go to work. Anyway, come on, Elder Mitch.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just a cushion. You sit on you want to. If you don't, you can move it.
Hey, shalom, blessings. Blessings to everybody, all the faithful out there, all the communities, all the home fellowships, all the heads, deacons, elders, pastor Corey out there. Man, I've been on the community for, I mean, we lived communally in Houston, Texas for quite a while, quite a few years. Many of you know the story of how we came together and did what we did, following the blueprint Straightway here. And if Pastor Dallas right, he talked about leaving work to go to work. And the brethren that are with me, and also some brethren that are still down there in Houston, made it a way for me to actually come off the job, leave the job to actually be just elder on the community, set other things up for us. And, I mean, we truly last year moved at neck break speed. I mean, we were hitting it hard. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of time being poured into research. I mean, we're looking into things and we're doing things that we never thought we'd be doing, whether if it was on our own, as far as building goes. I mean, literally, think about this. I mean, I used to think $100,000 was some money, but man, it ain't no money at all. Not when you're living on a community and you're trying to build structures and homes and dwelling places for many people. I mean, we blew through all that, purchasing the land, and we saved up again, bought a diesel truck, saved up again, you know, put in a septic tank, installed a road, saved up again, bought an RV, saved up again, finished the shed, saved up again, did a room. The list just continues to go on and on and on again. And, I mean, you go through money like water, and you have to learn to be very disciplined with finances, especially if you're not working more, you're not used to. You know, I'm so used to bringing in a check of my own, but now as an elder, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have read that book that Pastor recommended some months ago. Will the Real Heretics Stand Up? I believe it's called, something of that nature, and it talks about the true early Christians within the first, I don't know, after the apostles, if you will, for I believe from John, leading all the way up unto Emperor Constantine. And in there it spoke about what the deacons, the pastors, the bishops, or the elders were given to. They were given to the, truly given to the work of the ministry. And I must say, Deacon Gorman out there in Kentucky, along with myself, have truly been given to the work of it. And it ain't been easy. It's come with its tests, trials, tribulations, ups, downs, iron sharpening iron, definitely, especially when you're living with saints. And it comes with its share of headaches, too. And you really, truly get to know one another. You're gonna truly get to know your sister, your brother, and this lifestyle, it can be very beautiful when everybody's on the same page, when everybody is sharing in the same passion, same goals. Really, truly, the Bible comes to life when you come this way. The envy is real. The jealousies are real. The hates are real. The backbiting's real. You know, underlying spiritual offenses are real. And there is no hiding, you know, living out of the community whatsoever. Everything pretty much our shepherd has preached and taught the other elders, the brother segment, with Teacher Shane and the other elders, teaching literally everything that they have taught, everything that you've learned being in this ministry. Once you get on the community, you really begin to see it, or at least once you begin to live communally, whether it's in the city, in the suburbs, leading to a community, you'll see it then too. But definitely being on a community, I mean, men having to actually put their hand to the plow, literally, I mean, come on, working. I remember I made a video and we were doing a playground. And we don't have a backhoe, but we had many hoes, if you will, with hand. I mean, we were really literally out there getting it, you know, by hand. And so everything they've taught, everything they pushed here, I mean, you really begin to feel it. It really begins to come to life as you live this word out, live this walk out. And it is really real. I mean, it really is. I truly enjoy it. I'm happy that I have my daughter and my son and my wife and all the other saints. I'm glad that we're able to make a place for the sisters to thrive, to actually be at peace, to raise the children, to not have to worry about where the next dollar is going to come from. The men are out there getting it, and they bring the proceeds to the home, and we all flourish. We all eat. No one lacks for anything. Literally, the Acts 2, Acts 4 is definitely real. It's very real, very true, and we're actually putting it into motion. So, I and many brothers even talked to me about it, whether it's down in Houston. I know some Michigan saints have spoken to me about community somewhat. I know some of the brothers up in, I think, Indiana talked to me about it also. it could be very trying, but it can also be a very beautiful thing in the end also. But what is the vision? What you have to ask yourself, what are the goals that you're setting for yourself? And are the people behind the leader, you know, pertaining to making decisions and direction which we're being led to go in? Are the leaders growing in their roles? Do you possess the skill to influence men and women in order to accomplish the mission? Can you do such a thing? Can you keep the morale high? Can you keep the camaraderie high? Can you do that? When you were called to put out fires, can you do that? You know, and also, even once you get there, do you still have a vision in order to set up something to where we can continue to thrive, you know, on the community, if you will? And that's something else that we're doing, too. So some things we go without, some things we have, but at the end of the day, we don't lack. And I think that's really one of the key things that I could say out there. And I look forward to getting a few more Saints out there. I think we've got a family. We've got two other, well, let me put it this way. I think we've got at least for sure 7 more adults and coming out to the land in the next 2 years, and I really truly look forward to it. But this is everything that we thought it would be and then some. On the work front, on the spiritual front, on seeing yourself, living out in the country, living out being set apart from the city, is very beautiful, definitely for the children. But everything that we have set our minds to do, everything that we've planned to do, we have done it. We've truly done it. And I'm very happy to brother in them that they're very excited what we've accomplished so far, but guess what? The grind is not over. And Pastor said many, many times, you know, it's tough doing stuff when you get older, building a community in your 50s. Well, you know, fortunately, many of the brothers in my crew, you know, a lot of some in their 20s, some in their 30s, some in their, I don't think anybody hit 40 yet, but we're almost to 41, our brothers. So, but right now it's grind time. So it's grind now and we can rest later, for real. So, and everybody's used, you know, let me put it this way. Everybody's put in a position to succeed, whether it's, you know, we're not going to set anybody up that lacks, if you will, in a certain area. You know, I mean, if you're not that good at gardening, we ain't setting you up to garden. You know, if you're good with animals, then you do animals. If you're good at leading brothers or sisters in a certain area, we could do that, you know. But, I mean, the inner workings of a community, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's great. It's beautiful. And I know that each and every homestead or community operates slightly different, but at the end of the day, we all have the same spirit. We all have the same end goal. We all are pushing for the same mission. It's to worship the Most High, live set apart, and gather till He comes. So that's kind of my feel on a community. In my first year being out there, I truly enjoy it. I look forward to many more years to come doing this thing and gleaning from here and setting up something for the future. That's really what I'm looking at, and it's for the children coming after us, and I love it. I mean, I truly love it, and I know that this isn't about me. It's about these children coming behind us, and we're setting it up. And as Pastor would say, all we have to do is teach them how to maintain it. So bless y'all. Shabbat shalom. See y'all. Passover. Y'all willing.
All right. All right. Hallelujah.
Well, we are back.
We're back. It's always good hearing from the elders here in the community. And that is a fact. You know, people who actually are not just sitting behind the mic making videos and stuff, but they're actually living this thing. If you understand what I mean, just living this thing. That's because of the way you're feeling. All right. So, guest calling number 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. Let's go ahead and first caller here tonight. Starting Illinois, call number 815-815. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway to the Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Illinois?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brother Matthew. I just wanted to make myself known. from Northern Illinois. I've been in contact with Brother Jordan up there in Praiseland recently, and I just, that's the first thing I wanted to do was make myself known. I've been watching, you know, keeping up with the ministry for a few months now, and Most High delivered me from a spirit of fear very recently, and I just wanted to, you know, say thank you for hearkening to the Most High's words, and so that's the first thing I wanted to do.
All right.
And then I had a question for you in regards to, presently I'm living with a family member, and the thought occurred to me when it comes to clean foods and unclean foods, the majority of the stuff, like, in the kitchen of this household has been contaminated in some way. And I don't really know, like, how to go about, like, I read through Leviticus 11, right? And it has to do with when it talks about breaking down pots and stoves and ranges and stuff.
Yeah.
I was wondering about the modern day application of that. So that was really my question, just how that applies in with modern day things, you know what I mean?
My brother, that's the reason why that you're not gonna change the mindset of these people who have been raised and brought up heathen, even though your family, you're gonna have to try to make moves, endure, you know what I mean? You may have to even make your own food and stuff like that, and then when there's opportunity,
that's kind of what I've been doing to this point, is just making sure I'm avoiding it and stuff like that, but, you know.
All right. Sound like you got the answer.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Oh, boy. What a generation. All right. Let's go to California, 619. 619. Brother Tatum. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Service Youth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing this evening?
We blessed are the Most High, Yah, highly favored. I can help you, my brother.
Yeah, so I got a question. Do you believe if a man is married to a woman who he did not take her virginity, or she was not a widow when they was married, are they living in adultery right now?
Brother, your question does not make any sense, no biblical sense whatsoever at all. I'm going to give you one more try. Try that question again.
Okay, you are married to a person which was not a virgin when you two were married, nor was the lady a widow when you two were married.
Right.
You did not take her virginity. She was not a virgin. Is that adultery?
No. Go read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and you've got your answer. Woo, boy, man. My question is this. Why do people even listen to us? Do they just do it for contention's sake if they're not even going to follow what we're doing? I mean, every week after week after week after week, I make this young man look stupid. Just look stupid every week. He's there, though. He's faithful. Oh, boy. Indiana, call number 317. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Two Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor, this is Bert Lee from the House of Daniel.
Go ahead. I can barely hear you, man. Can you put your mouth, like, to the phone without a speaker or something like this, so we can hear you with clarity, and then the people also can hear you as well?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. All right. No, I'm just calling in and tell you thanks for all your work that you do. And I just want to tell you thank you for all your teachings on how to command healing and whatnot. I had my first experience with Yah using me as a vessel to heal somebody at my job. So I'm
glory.
Sure, yeah. share that with you.
Feels good, don't it, brother?
All your instructions. What'd you say?
Feels good, don't it?
Yes, it does. It does. I know what
feels
to do
good to know that you can actually say something, have the faith to believe it, and that Yahshua Jesus will answer and perform it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's beautiful, brother. I love phone calls like this, man. It ought to inspire you to run through a troop and leap over a wall.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that with you, tell you thank you, and I appreciate all that you do, man.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you too, my brother. Keep praying for me,
yes,
okay?
Sir. Bless you. Yes, sir.
Bless you, Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Go to Minnesota, Brother Gene. Call number 612-612. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Gene?
So, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, my brother.
I was doing some studies, and basically...
Can you speak just a little bit louder?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry, sir. Is this better?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I was doing some studies, and one of the things that you come across in Romans, it says, sin is the transgression of the law.
Yes, sir.
And it says, and that... by the righteous works of the law, so by working the law righteously, no flesh will be justified. So right, there's a thing that doing the law right is righteousness, correct?
Yes, yes.
So I'm a little baffled by the Christians who say that we didn't get the Ten Commandments or any of the laws before Mount Sinai, and I said, well, if that's the case, how did God say to Noah he was more righteous than anyone else in the world? Because he cannot be righteous without the law. You can't be sinful without the law, because without the law there is no sin. So I would say,
right,
ergo, that without the law there is no righteousness. So the reality of it is that we might have gotten the Ten Commandments and some of the other laws at Mount Sinai, but that doesn't mean it was the first time that God ever spoke it to us, because how did Cain and Abel know about sacrifice? And it seemed to me that God, that Yah was saying to Cain, if you do well, you will be accepted. So he was literally saying, if you meet the conditions, the standard, and without the law there is no standard, then you'll be accepted. So it seems to me that the law was in place, because even Yah said that when he made the foundation of the earth, that he rested on the seventh day, hence the reason why he wanted you to rest on the seventh day in Exodus. But I cannot believe that God saying this person is righteous, this person is righteous, this person is sinful, that they didn't understand the Sabbath in the beginning of creation. They understood sacrifice. Am I correct?
You know, Brother Gene, you are 100% spot on, and I want to give you a scripture that I want you to remember whenever you're dealing,
yes,
because I know you deal with a lot of Christians out there in this area, because you're spot on. You're 100% spot on. You can't get no more spot on. You're bullseye, and you're not Texas sharpshooting either. You're actually hitting the bullseye.
Yes, sir.
Bereshit, or Genesis, chapter 26, verse 5. You want me to read it?
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Way before they were even written down by Moses, Abraham obeyed every single one of them. That includes the creation Sabbath.
I have only one thing to say about all that.
Let's hear.
I have a beautiful Yah and a beautiful pastor. Thank you, sir.
I understand, my brother. I got a beautiful brother. Brother, stay the course. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good work. Tell people you can't come down because you're too passionate about the Most High Yah. You've got to tell the truth, because it's like fire shut up in your bones.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, sir.
Make sure you promise me you're going to remember that one.
Genesis, is it 20 or 26? 5.
26, chapter 26, verse 5.
I'm going to go get it and in my scripture typer right now so I can memorize it so I won't need it, so I won't need my phone anymore.
I got you, my brother. Do your due diligence.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Shabbat shalom.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Isn't that beautiful? Father Abraham, who we read about in the faith chapter, it continues to keep saying over and over again that Abraham obeyed. He obeyed. He obeyed. I understand that obedience is a cuss word in his generation. Did many of y'all see that Berean moment interview that Kabir and David did of me? I mean, I hope you saw them all. Did an hour interview of me. And, man, I've had people blowing up my phone, blowing up the dining hall phone, text message, people in tears, crying, the anointing. It's there. And, mind you, that was done last Tabernacles. And the same anointing that was there during the interview is still alive, is still there. How can you hear me basically giving you my life story? And I might add that Brother Kabir, damn good interviewer, because in case you didn't notice, he loves Pastor Dow, but he didn't pull no punches. He asked the hard questions, questions that most people would choke up at and just tap dance around. And, of course, what I do, I hit them head on because this is a ministry that deals with the spirit of truth. No sucking, no fucking, no jiving. Kabir went straight in on the questions, and I went straight in on the answers, and glory be to Yah. Abraham obeyed. You'll read that in Genesis 26, verse 5. Why is that such a bad thing? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, and Abraham obeyed. Why is that such a bad thing? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, and Sarah obeyed Abraham. All you women, it's amazing to me how you think you're going to obey Yah, but you're going to skip the head that is in front of you, the authority. You got a rude awakening. I hope you get it, because when this battle's over, we're going to wear a crown. Well, believe it or not, that's all we got in the call queue for tonight. You know the reason why? Because we're all the crazies from YouTube. Thanks to the Most High Yah. See y'all Shabbat morning. Tomorrow morning be the Father's will. I believe it's his will. I love you all. I love the Most High more than anything. I thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice you made by writing my name down, put it in the Lamb's Book of Life. I bless you all, the sweet, precious, strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. Shabbat shalom. See you in the morning. The King is coming.